Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Quick look back at US equity markets on Friday. US equity markets closed sharply higher, investors weighing a story from the Wall Street Journal and comments from Federal Reserve officials suggesting that the central bank might shift to small interest rate rises after its first second November monetary policy meeting. Dow rallied 749 points or 2.5%. Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase are both up 4.5% to be notable performers. Broader S&P 500 up 2.4%. Materials up 3.5%, leading all 11 primary sectors higher. Six of those sectors are logging gains of over 2.5%. ExxonMobil Corp was up 1.3%, touched a fresh all-time high, just above $108. NASDAQ was up 2.3%. However, Twitter fell 4.9%. That followed a report that the US could subject Elon Musk's pending acquisition of the microblogging site to a national security review. Snap tumbled just over 28%. That was after the company revealed after the closing bell of last Thursday's session that revenue growth had slowed and losses had ballooned in the third quarter. Small cap Russell 2000 index up 2.2% on Friday. I mentioned that Wall Street Journal report. It reported that some officials have begun signalling their desire both to slow down the pace of increases soon and to stop raising rates early next year to see how their moves this year are slowing the economy. For the week, the Dow rose 4.9%, S&P 500 with a 4.7% weekly gain, sits almost 5% above its 12th of October closing low, but is still down about 21.3% calendar year to date. NASDAQ jumped 5.2%. All three benchmark indices booked their biggest weekly percentage gains since June. In US corporate earnings on Friday night, American Express down 1.7%. Acknowledged mixed signals in the economy, but posted better than expected third quarter EPS and revenue. Some interesting observations from the company around travel, of course. The company observed that demand for travel has exceeded our expectations throughout the year, according to the chief executive, Stephen Squeri, noting that overall spending on travel and entertainment was ahead 57% from year earlier levels after adjusting for foreign exchange impacts, while currency-adjusted travel and entertainment spending volumes internationally topped pre-pandemic levels for the first time during the third quarter. Looking at larger businesses whose Amex spending is more levered to travel, the CEO noted that this group is not fully back to pre-pandemic levels, but the steady recovery for businesses getting back on the road is still going. About 20% of companies in the S&P 500 index have reported earnings for the third quarter thus far. 72% of those have reported a positive surprise in terms of EPS. Third quarter profits are estimated to have climbed 3.1% versus the year ago period. That had marked the weakest performance in 2 years, according to Refinitiv IBIS figures. Earnings growth expectations for 2023 have fallen to 7.2% from 7.8% at the beginning of the month. US corporate earnings calendar this week includes reports from the four biggest US companies by market cap, namely Google parent Alphabet and Microsoft Corp on Tuesday night and Apple Inc and Amazon on Thursday night. Those companies account for a combined 20% weight of the S&P 500 and more than a third of the NASDAQ composite. Other notable companies reporting this week include Logitech tonight, Coca-Cola, UPS and Visa on Tuesday night, Boeing Co., Bristol-Myers Squibb, Ford Motor Co., Harley-Davidson, Kraft, Meta Platforms and Waste Management on Wednesday night, Caterpillar, Comcast, Intel Corp., MasterCard, McDonald's, Merck and T-Mobile on Thursday. And the week rounds out with the big oil companies Chevron and ExxonMobil, along with Colgate-Palmolive. The US economic data front tonight sees flash readings of the S&P Global Manufacturing and Services PMIs for October and the widely monitored Chicago Fed National Activity Index for September released. Retail sector down 3% led losses on European bourses on Friday night. Saw the pan-European Stoxx 600 index down 0.6%. That paired its weekly rise to 1.3%. Germany's DAX slipped 0.3%. Adidas down 9.5%. The German sporting goods maker cut its full-year outlook, citing weaker demand. France's CAC down 0.9%. Renault reversed earlier losses to settle 0.1% higher. That was after the French car maker confirmed its full-year outlook and posted a rise in quarterly sales. Philips was down 1.5% ahead of the release of its result tonight. It's also a busy corporate calendar that is in Europe this week. ASM International and UBS released third quarter results on Tuesday night. That's followed by Deutsche Bank on Wednesday night, Credit Suisse with their third quarter result on Thursday night, and Volkswagen on Friday night. London's FTSE added 0.4%. Investors continuing to digest a turbulent week in politics last week that saw Liz Truss step down as UK Prime Minister after just 44 days in office and following some soft retail sales figures. Indeed, retail sales figures fell 1.4% in September. That was larger than the 0.5% decline forecast by economists. Leaves them 1.3% below the February 2020 pre-COVID level. UK corporate calendar also busy this week, probably dominated by banks also. HSBC on Tuesday night, Barclays and Standard Chartered with third quarter results on Wednesday night. Lloyds Banking Group and Shell post third quarter results on Thursday night. And the week rounds out with NatWest and International Consolidated Airlines Group. Base metals mostly weaker on Friday. Copper up 0.8% to be trading around $3.46 a pound, down 1.1% for the week. However, aluminium slipped 0.2%. Zinc was down 1.2% and nickel with a 1.1% decline. Traders will be monitoring whether China releases the host of delayed economic figures that were due to be released last week, including the latest activity data for September and GDP growth rate for the third quarter. Benchmark spot iron ore added $1.60 to $93 a metric tonne, down 3.3% for the week. Gold futures up $19.50 to $1,656.30 an ounce. Oil prices settled with modest gains for the session and the week. WTI up 54 cents or 0.6% to $85.05 a barrel, up 0.5% for the week. Brent with $1.12 or 1.2% gain on Friday to $93.05 a barrel, extending the weekly rise to 2%. US 10-year Treasury will slip 1.3 basis points to 4.21%. The benchmark yield still logged its biggest weekly rise since the weekend of the 23rd of September, up 21 basis points. Two-year note yield dropped 12 basis points to 4.49% to be down just 1.8 basis points on the week. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly addressing the University of California, Berkeley on Friday said she thinks the time is now to start talking about stepping down. The time is now to start planning for stepping down the rapid pace of recent increases in the Fed's benchmark interest rates. Those comments combined with that Wall Street Journal story saw Fed Fund futures traders pricing a lower probability of a 75 basis point hike in December, not November, odds falling to less than 50%. Aussie dollar buying around 63.54 US cents. Flash readings of manufacturing and services PMIs for October and a speech by Reserve Bank Governor, Assistant Governor for Financial Markets, I should say, is also slated to speak. Singapore and Bombay stock exchanges are both closed.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.